Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn, your host, your empowerment coach, and your friend. And today, as always, we start with the empowerment pledge. And that pledge is, I will work on myself. And it's going to be this way every time. I will work on myself. And if you could say to yourself in a very reflective, very quiet, very reserved way of talking with yourself, to say, I'm ready and willing to work on me. I'm ready to work on the individual within. I'm now fully ready to think about myself, think about my thoughts and my feelings, things I know I need to work on and change, my little quirks, my little issues from the past, my relationship. It's anything that you need to work on. It's anything that you need to take the time to sit down and get with yourself and say, I need to change. I need to grow. And even in evaluating the way in which you see the world, what do you need to change about how you see other people? But more importantly, what do you need to change in terms of how you see yourself? The issues, the concerns, the hurts, and the pains. And I'm telling you, if you work on yourself, if you take the time to examine yourself, work on yourself, to just simply try to become a better person, your life will change. But you have to do the work. You have to grow. You have to change. You have to work on yourself. You have to do the work of working on you. You have to put forth the effort every day to begin to motivate yourself to become consistent. And the challenge is with the empowerment is how consistent can I be at working on myself? How consistent can I be at changing the things that I know I need to change? And are you willing to take the time to reflect, take the time to look at yourself, take the time to do an assessment, an evaluation of yourself, of your needs? And this is what the empowerment is all about. It's about taking the time to take a look. Are you willing to take a look? Are you willing to stop today for just a few moments to take a look at yourself? Take a look at and evaluate the relationship that you have with yourself. Now, think about that for a moment. I am evaluating the relationship that I have with myself. What type of relationship is that? Is it a positive one? Is it a nurturing one? Is it a loving, constructive, productive relationship that builds you? Now, we all have had things that we've learned and thought about ourselves from the past, past relationships or things that have gone on between parents and children and parents and siblings or siblings and parents. But we learned some things about ourselves. What have you learned about yourself that you know you need to change today? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to simply try to work on yourself? Are you really willing to start today, to make that change today? Are you ready to become empowered? And that's what it's all about today. The question is, are you ready to ask yourself the questions? Are you ready to become empowered? Are you ready to become the best person that you can be? Are you ready to change? Are you ready to look at yourself? Are you ready to grow? Am I ready? Ask yourself that question and just sit and contemplate. And along with that question, what are the things that you know you need to work on, change about yourself? Am I ready to get started? A process of daily working on myself. Working on myself mentally, working on myself physically, working on myself emotionally. Now, some of you have great jobs. Some of you have tremendous homes. Some of you have degrees. Some of you have everything that you need and want and desire in life and still just not quite happy. Some of you don't have very much at all, but just the hope for something new, something different. Some of you just going along to get along. Some of you are stuck in jobs, stuck in relationships, stuck in mindsets, stuck in the past. And all you have to do is sit and look at yourself, evaluate your life and your situation, your choices, your mindset, your ways of thinking. Simply try to become the best person that you can be. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing and ready to begin to trust yourself in a process that will allow you every day to check in with you? Are you ready? Are you willing? Can you make a commitment to yourself? Can you make a commitment today, a covenant agreement? Can you put yourself first? And again, it's not in a negative way, but a very positive, self-affirming way of saying, I am ready to begin the process of doing the little things. The little things in this process is just simply trying to work on yourself. Are you willing to just take a few moments out of each day, as much as you can, to work on that thing that you know you need to work on to change? I'm asking you today, if you're within the sound of my voice, are you ready to become empowered? Are you ready to work on yourself? Are you ready to be honest? We all tell lies. We all tell fibs. We all fabricate. But can we now practice being honest with ourselves first? And the challenge is, if you can become honest with yourself, then you can become honest with everyone else in this world. The process of empowerment requires you to practice integrity. The integrity starts at home. The integrity starts with you and one choice. And that one choice is, I'm ready to become honest with myself. That's empowerment. I'm ready to become honest with myself about who I've become. That's empowerment. I'm ready and willing to begin the process of challenging myself to grow. That's empowerment. I am ready to take the next step in my life, no matter how old I am. That's empowerment. I'm willing to do the things necessary today and every day to become the best person that I can be. That's empowerment. And are you ready? Are you willing? Are you able today to make that choice? To begin to build that confidence in yourself. To begin to build that trust within. To begin the process of knowing that you have a purpose for your life. And you have to strive every day to live and become that purpose. Can you become empowered today? Can you make a commitment, covenant agreement, bonding, unbreakable agreement that you will begin the process of empowerment and that you will become a better person? You will work on yourself. You will strive to develop the tools necessary to become a better person, better than you were yesterday, better than you were last year, better than you were in your past. I'm changing and I'm growing. I'm motivated and I'm inspired and I am empowered. Can you begin the process of simply trying to work on yourself today and every day? So I'm asking you, in the sound of my voice, simply try to make a commitment to yourself today. Make that commitment to make a covenant agreement, that bonding, unbreakable agreement that says, I will work on myself. I will begin to do the things that I know I need to do to change and get better. I want to become a better person. I am. I will. I must. And all you have to do is just simply try every day. And the first step is setting a goal. Set a goal today. Challenge yourself to become the best person that you can be by setting a goal and then working toward that goal every day. And the second step is simply trying every day to do it. Demonstrate your ability, your God-given ability. You have the ability. You are capable. It is now time to develop that trust and confidence you need in yourself. Working on yourself every day. Making a commitment. And becoming consistent. And working on yourself every day. Can you become consistent? Can you simply try to change yourself, your life, your ways, your issues by simply becoming consistent and working at your change? All change requires you to do is simply try to be consistent. Simply try to do. Simply try to work on the thing that you know you need to work on and change. And all I'm asking you to do is stop for a few moments every day. Begin the process of working on yourself by working with yourself. Getting to know you. Asking yourself questions and listening for the answers, learning you. There's not a lot of people that's asking us to learn ourselves now. There's not a lot of people out here asking us to act in integrity, to work on striving to become an excellent person. Not a perfect person. Not perfect, but striving to become excellent. And you do that by trying to become the best person that you can be. That's all anyone can ask. That's all anyone can ask. And that's all that you could ask of yourself. And so, if you will, take the empowerment challenge today. Set a goal. Be sure you want to work on that goal. And begin to make that covenant agreement. Challenge yourself to make a commitment to become consistent at working at your change. And you will see the simple steps, simple effort every day working on yourself to become the best person that you can be. It's all the empowerment you need, because if you can manage your feelings, you can manage your moods, you can manage your emotions, and if you can become a manager of self, of body, of being, you will meet your goals. You will become the best person that you can be. I'm Marvin Rome. This has been Empowerment 365. It is going to be 365 days of motivation, of support, of information, of assistance, of knowledge, wisdom, support, understanding, building power base of people that just say, I love myself and I respect myself and others. And so if you will, find someone to love on today. Love yourself first. Become the best person that you can be. If you can walk in integrity, and you can first become honest by being honest with yourself about who you are. Simply trying to work on yourself today and every day. Then you'll have it. Join me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. Go out to the website, engage in some of the empowerment information, come to our workshop, come to our sessions, and become the best person you can be. I'm out. Talk to you tomorrow. Peace.